American veterans now have a choice when it comes to senior care. A pilot project that began in Arkansas a decade ago places veterans in medical foster home care in many states now across the country. VA sees this as a way to cut costs and boost the quality of life for severely disabled vets. So far, most participants have been seniors, but there's a plan to offer the option to injured troops returning from Iraq and Afghanistan as well. Joining us with details is the person who oversees the medical foster home program, Dr. Thomas Eads. Dr. Eads, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning. I'm very excited to talk with you about VA's medical foster home program.
Well, this sounds like a great program. Tell us, in general, how it works now.
Well, we find people in the community. We've had a fair bit of recent attention to this, but this is really done on a one-on-one basis. We're operating at currently 34 sites around the country in 21 states plus Puerto Rico, and we're rapidly expanding. So we're hoping to get into every state in the country. Our medical foster home coordinators reach out into the community, and we find people, and there are thousands of them, much to our delight. There are thousands of people around the country from every state in the nation who are willing to open their homes and their hearts to veterans.
Well, this is really an opportunity that people can take advantage of who might want to do this as a way of life or a business. For instance, if someone is interested in doing this, is there a background check, or how does Veterans Affairs make sure that the home that's being considered is the appropriate choice for the veteran that they're looking to place?
Well, the veteran's safety is paramount to us, so we certainly do an extensive evaluation of the caregiver. And we're looking for caregivers whose hearts are in this. So really, most of them have a strong connection to veterans, and some of our caregivers have provided care. They may have a strong family legacy of military service. Most have cared for a family member, often a veteran. They do not have to have any prior health background. Just a willingness to care, and we work with them. We identify what they're able to do. We match them with the veteran, and we train the caregivers. But we also, as you mentioned, we do federal background checks. We evaluate them very closely. And, it's really a very special person, because what they're doing is bringing in someone, and they're willing to provide generally 24-hour supervision and personal assistance as needed. And they bring this person in, they become a member of the family.
And Dr. Eads, if someone is that special kind of family that would like to provide this care, does the VA help them with, for example, modifications to their homes that might be needed, say ramps going up to the front door or the type of shower you can wheel a wheelchair into, that kind of thing? Is there assistance available for those people?
There's a lot we do to help do just exactly that. So we'll help put in grab bars and in different places around the bathtub or in the bathroom. We'll help with building a ramp or putting in a ramp for that if that becomes necessary. We also provide in-home very specific training. This veteran in your home, here's what this veteran needs for care, and we'll train you to do that. We observe you to do that. And, again, we'll help provide assistive equipment as needed.
And Dr. Eads, can you tell us, and first of all, we are talking to Dr. Thomas Eads. He oversees the medical foster care program, and that's for veterans and disabled veterans, maybe returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. Is that a program that's going to be, is this program going to be expanded in that way soon, or is it currently available?
Absolutely, to both. This program started in Little Rock, Arkansas as a pilot program, and it was really aimed toward the older veteran that is medically complex and often progressive disabilities that make it no longer safe for them to live at home independently. I like to say that when nursing home is the only option, medical foster home provides another option. And we tried to grow this program. We taught 35 sites. It was very slow at getting going. In 2008, Congress approached the Department of Veterans Affairs and with a request to create an alternative to nursing home care for younger, seriously injured veterans returning from Afghanistan and Iraq. And we proposed medical foster home as such an option. And yes, we have placed four veterans currently into medical foster homes, veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq. And some of them have, two of them have regained considerable activity and strength and independence. And one of them has moved into her own apartment, now living on her own.
And how would you characterize the families that took in these people? Are they younger, elderly? Are they veterans themselves? Are they single-family homes?
I've visited them. An important part of this is the caregiver's home. The caregiver lives in this home. This is their personal home, and that's what we're striving for here. It's one of the critical elements of medical foster home. And so it is a personal home, and these people, I've been in the homes of, I think perhaps our youngest, around age 25, a young couple, and they had a 2-year-old, and they were taking care of a kind of a gruff World War II veteran from the Bronx, and it was a wonderful match.
It really.
And then we do have veterans. We have Vietnam veterans bringing in older veterans, and yes, there's a lot of veterans taking care of veterans in this program as well.
And so, is this available now in most states in the country? Is it only in limited states? And how many people would you say are in this kind of care?
Right now, we are in 21 states plus Puerto Rico. And we are pushing to get to all of these states. We've gone from 3 sites, and that was Little Rock, Tampa, and San Juan, Puerto Rico, in 2008. That was 2008. Now, 18 months later, we're in 31 sites in 3 states. We've grown in that 18 months from a little over 100 veterans in these homes to now 219. We have provided service to veterans in medical foster homes to over 600. We're in a very rapid growth phase.
And the good part about it is it saves money for the veteran, it saves money for VA, and it gives good care in people's homes to veterans who well deserve the kind of respect they're going to receive from someone who's going to be in this sort of program. We thank you, sir. Appreciate your time today.
Yes, and we call this Medical Foster Home, where heroes meet angels. It's a wonderful program.